A Prayer to Live an Unfiltered Life, written by Betsy St. Amant, read by Alyssa Forsberg. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. 1 Peter 3, 3-4. We live in a filtered world, a world that no longer accepts reality and instead demands that women master the charade. Thanks to Snapchat, women no longer even have to post a picture of their actual selves. With a few swipes, they can suddenly become a woodland fairy with butterflies nestled in their hair, don a crown of flowers, or turn their features into an adorable puppy. There's obviously nothing wrong with fairies and puppies. But why do you want to look like one? It's fun, you said. It's silly, I'm just playing around. That's fine too, if that's true. But how many of women are telling the truth in those moments? I think deep down, if we really dig beneath the surface of the lighthearted, look at my silly post, I have polka-dotted ears and a button nose, we'll realize that we're hiding. We duck behind one mask after another, secretly wishing we could use these filters in real life and permanently hide. The theme of 1 Peter 3-4, this verse is found in the phrase, "Your beauty should not come from," meaning, don't let your identity be your outward beauty. Don't let those efforts or those items define you and your worth and become more important than the condition of your heart. Trust me, this isn't an overnight fix, ladies. It's hard to retrain our hearts and shut up the lies of the enemy, but the effort is worth it. So let's stop hiding. Let's put down the mask and the excessive use of products that hide instead of enhance. Let's stop playing the comparison game that's a guaranteed lose-lose. Let's live unfiltered. Let us pray. Lord, help me live an authentic life. Help me see where my true beauty and worth lie, in being a child of the Most High God. Help me have the unfading beauty of a gentle spirit. Thank you for valuing me so much that you sent Jesus to die for me. Thank you that you take what is broken and ugly in me, my sin, and wash me white as snow. Help me live to glorify you, not myself. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.